Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This weekend, we are celebrating our what? Independence. And how many of you seen Independence Day, the first movie, Independence Day? How many saw it? What a great movie. We were actually on vacation, and I wasn't expecting, it was raining, and we went to see this movie. I wasn't expecting anything, and it was a great movie. And I'll never forget, we were being attacked by aliens. We were losing the war. But our president stood up, and right before we went into battle, he said, "This day we will claim our independence." You see, being an independent nation is one thing, but being independent from God is another. You see, God doesn't want us to be independent of Him. So today is the day we will claim our dependence on God. Turn to somebody and say, "I depend on God." You know, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." God wants us to live in that kingdom, for it's the only place that you and I will ever find fulfillment in life. But to live in God's kingdom, we have to have God's power. To live in God's kingdom, we have to live and have God's power. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the what? It's not. It is living by. Turn to somebody and say, "I live by God's power." You see, when we live outside the kingdom of God and we live on our own, there are results. And those results are we make our own decisions independent of God. And that creates second guessing. It creates worry. Worry creates fear. Fear creates anxiety. God didn't create us to live like that. There's no power in our lives to control our lives because we've not surrendered to God. We don't have that peace that passes all understanding because we know that God is in control because we live in the kingdom. And if we have a king and we have a kingdom, we know the king controls the kingdom. And if we live in the kingdom, guess what? The king controls us. No matter what we're going through, God will get us through. And on the other side is a blessing, or we learn something that draws us closer to God. You don't get that when you live outside the kingdom. When you live in the kingdom, your life has meaning and purpose, and you are blessed. But to live in the kingdom, you have to have the power of God. The kingdom of God is just not a lot of talk. It is living by what? God's power. How many of you want God's power in your life? Say, "Yes, Lord." Okay. So how do we get God's power? Let's look at Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God who is able through his what?
Mighty power.
At work within us to accomplish. You see, God wants to use us. But he can't use us if we are living outside the kingdom. Why? When we live outside the kingdom, we don't live like kingdom dwellers. And when we live outside the kingdom and we claim we're a kingdom dweller, we hurt the testimony of the king and the kingdom. But when we live in the kingdom, God can use us and God wants to use us, but we can only live in the kingdom and God can only use us when we live by his power. So how do you get the power of God in your life? I want to know that. Somebody tell me, how do I get the power of God in my life? First, we pray. Jesus said, "You don't ask, therefore you don't receive." And when you do ask, you don't receive because you ask amiss. You know, it astonishes me that how many times when I have an issue or a problem or a decision to make, that I wait until the very end until I ask God, hey, help me out here. I need some help. It amazes me how often I do that. If we want to have the power of God in our lives, all we have to do is ask for it. Wow. All we have to do is ask for it. You know, Jesus, when he was in the garden, he prayed. He had a major task in front of him. The man had a major task. The God was going to save the world from sin. So the man was praying to God and asking him for the power. Lord, let it not be my will, but let it be your will. Anything that you want me to do is what I will do. And that asking gave him the power to face the cross. All he did was ask. Ask. And if we don't have God's power in our life, it may mean that we're not praying. You see, prayer and God's power go hand in hand. It's hard to have God's power if we're not in communication with him. It's hard to have God's power if we're not talking to him. It's hard to have God's power if we don't ask. Jesus says, you don't have it because you don't ask me. If you just ask me, I'll give it to you. But if you ask me something that is outside my will for you, or if you ask me something that is amiss and for your own use, you probably aren't going to get it. But if you ask me and you're in my will, I will give it to you, and I will tell you that God wants to give you his power. In fact, there's a scripture that says God did not give us the spirit of fear and being timid, but he gave us the spirit of power and love and self-control. Wow. Number two, how to get God's power in your life. Take a risk. If God is telling us to do something, we should do it. It may not pop. It may not be popular. It may be something that we don't want to do, but if God asks us to do it, we should step out on faith and do it. And when we step out on faith, God will give us the power to do what he asks us to do. So to get God's power in your life, first ask for it, and then when he tells you to do something, take a risk and do it, and God will give you the power that you need to do that job. And the other thing is, don't ever give up. In order for us to grow, God will test us. When we go through trouble and despair and difficulties, don't give up. This is how we grow. God is teaching us as we go through these times to trust him. So what he's saying is, hang on. Don't give up. Don't go and let the kingdom down. And then so God will give you the power to get through these issues. So here's the question. Why would God want us to have his power? Why would God want us to have his power? Because his power is what gives us the energy to do what God wants us to do once we've surrendered and committed to him. And the reason that God wants to give us his power is for his glory. Look at this scripture, Romans 11:36. Everything comes from him and exists by what?
His power.
By what?
His power.
And is intended for what?
His glory.
So everything comes and everything exists by his, and everything is intended for his. Okay. Doesn't that seem selfish of God? I'm giving you all this power so I can be glorified. Seems that kind of selfish. Everything is to be for God's glory. But remember, God is love. And when we glorify God by the way we live and we show God's love, when we love a friend in a special way, we're showing God's love. When we help someone, we're showing God's love. When we turn a cheek, we show God's love. When we don't act like the world, we show the love of God, and then he is glorified. And then that love that we have for others attracts others to God, because we're glorifying God in the way we live, that attracts others to him. Can you see the process there? God wants to be glorified so that others will be attracted to him. Now, this love that we have will attract others to him, and that is God's purpose for our life. Our purpose in living is to glorify God. That is the only reason you and I live. It is to glorify God. Period. Simple. Pretty simple, isn't it? Life is simple. I'm living to glorify God. When we do that, everything else falls in place. Now, I've talked to people who have told me, I have it all. I got a good wife. I've got a good job. I've got good kids. I got a nice home. I've got things that I can go and do. But I feel so unfulfilled. Why does my life feel unfulfilled? Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:12. You should live in a way that what? You belong to the God who calls you into his
kingdom and glory.
You see, you and I will never find fulfillment in our lives until we learn to live in God's kingdom by God's power and for God's glory. We've talked a lot about God's kingdom. Said a lot about God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? If I were to ask you, define God's kingdom for me, write it down for me, please. What is God's kingdom? Well, we know that it's here. We know that it's now. We know that it's available at this moment. But what does it mean? Look at this. Living in God's kingdom means this. You care about what God cares about. Your agenda is God's agenda. Your will is God's will. That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus said. And what he's saying is, when you care about what God cares about, and when your agenda is God's agenda, and when your will is God's will, you're living in the kingdom of God. You're living in the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, if you want your life to be blessed, or if you want whatever you're doing to be blessed, this is what you do. You make God first. That's what this is. When you live in the kingdom, you make the king first. And when you live in the kingdom, you care about what God cares about. When you live in the kingdom, God's agenda is your agenda. When you live in the kingdom, your will is God's will. And when you live in the kingdom, God will bless you. If you want your life to be blessed, if you want what you're doing to be blessed, whatever you want to do, if you want it to be blessed, you put God first. Let's look at that word first. The first letter is F. If you want to be blessed in your life, you have to give God your finances. If you want blessings, you want financial blessings, we have to tithe. We have to let God know that what I have is yours. I care about what you care about. My will is your will. I want your will to be done. Interest. You put God first in our hobbies, in our career, in our recreation. We put God first. We consider him first. R, relationships. Put God first in marriage and family and friends. And guess what? When you put God first in marriage, he blesses your marriage. You put God first with your family, he blesses your family. You put God first with your friends, he blesses you and your friends. You see, that's how God works. When you put him first, whatever you put him first in, he blesses. You put him first in your schedule. We should give him the first part of every day. John Hibden told us one time that when we wake up in the morning, we ought to wake up and say, "Good morning, Lord. I love you. Good morning, Lord. I love you." But I also want us to say, "Good morning, Lord. Today, if I do nothing else, I want to love you a little bit more, and I want to get to know you a little bit more." So we put him first in our schedule. And then we put him first in our troubles. We don't wait until we're at our wits' end. We say, "God, I got a storm brewing." We don't wait till the lightning strikes. God, I got a storm brewing. We don't wait till the rain comes. God, I got a storm brewing. We don't wait for the wind to come. God, I've got a storm coming. We don't wait till the tornado hit. We bring him in at the very beginning of our problems, and we rely on him, and we put him first, and he will bless us as we go through our troubles. You see, God does not bless self-reliant people. God blesses those who depend on him. God wants us to live in his kingdom. His kingdom is my will, not your will. I care about what you care about. My agenda is your agenda. That is the kingdom of God here on earth. It is at hand. It's here right now. He wants us to live in that realm where we have submitted and committed our lives to him, and we put him first. We get into that kingdom by surrendering. Now, let me tell you, do you know what it's like to live in the kingdom? Man, it's great. See, in the kingdom, there's love. In the kingdom of God, there's joy. In the kingdom of God, there's peace. In the kingdom of God, there's patience. In the kingdom of God, there's gentleness. In the kingdom of God, there's kindness. In the kingdom of God, there is faith. That's what you get in the kingdom of God. When you live in the kingdom and you put the king first, which is Jesus, those are the things that we get from the kingdom. When you live outside the kingdom. You ever lived outside the kingdom? I have. Not a place to be. It's not where you want to be. You're on your own. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on my own. I want my Lord and Savior to guide me, be with me. I want to care about what he cares about. I want his will to be my will, because I know that when I'm in his will, it is the perfect place for me to be, because he knows what's best for me. So, to live in the kingdom, we need to have God's power. How do you get God's power? Ask for it. When you live in the kingdom, God will bless you. How do you get your blessings? You put God first. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you and praise you. And Lord, we thank you so much for your word and how powerful it is. Lord, we want to live in the kingdom. We want to care about what you care about. We want your will to be our will. We want your agenda to be our agenda. And Father, we want to live in the kingdom so that we can experience love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness. We love you so much. Father, I pray this morning that for any of us who have slipped and were outside the kingdom, that the day would be the day that we would claim our dependence on you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The altar is open to all who need to come.